Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to hashtag building exclusively with Antonio. I'm not Antonio, but I will be your builder guide on this wonderful, beautiful morning. Okay, so today we're going to dig into video creation for customer loyalty. I actually like making videos because they're kind of fun. They are very tedious depending on what you're doing, but they are fun. It brings out the creative side. And first, I want to talk with you all about what do you think you could use video automation for when it comes to your customer loyalty? Okay, so Grace. Please, it's not video creation, it's course creation for video and course creation for customer loyalty. My apologies. It's my fault. I'm 10 minutes in on, I'm about 10 minutes in on my coffee, so. But I'm getting there. I'm getting there. It's strong this morning, too. Hazelnut is no joke. But Folgers, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Let me tell you something. I didn't understand it growing up. I didn't. But I always smell Folgers in the house with my granny. And it woke me up every morning. Even though I wasn't a coffee drinker, it woke me up. And then I started drinking it. And then I understood. Because that vanilla, that French vanilla, it go hard too. And when you mix the vanilla with the French vanilla, or you take like the Black Silk, which is like one of the strongest, and you mix it with like hazelnut or vanilla pre-roast, like you mix it in the coffee, you know, filter together. Yeah, it gives you a nice little potent coffee for the morning. Well, yeah. It go hard, Uncle Rummy Rum. I'm gonna tell you, Folgers.
You know that's TMI, right?
I'm just saying though, because
But thank you for
Folgers,
sharing though, because I'm enjoying it.
you're very welcome. You're very welcome. You know, maybe Folgers will endorse us. Because the best part of waking up is Folgers in my cup. Let me tell you something. My day don't get going right without the Folgers. It's just and it can't be any other coffee brand. It's like Starbucks. It's like Folgers is for home. Starbucks is for when you're out it on the road. It just makes sense. It just makes sense. All right, Grace. So I was asking everyone, what do you think you can create when it comes to video and course creation, when it comes to customer loyalty?
Like commercials for your course,
Okay.
videos that lead up to, various content for your course. If you made a, let's say you made a blog about your course that you're creating, well, you can make a video, based on what you were teaching yesterday. You can ask ChatGPT, hey, can you give me some ideas for a video from this blog I wrote? Put the blog in there and let ChatGPT go to work.
All right. Good morning, Tracy. Okay, this is a sidebar. Tracy, I apologize to you. I've absolutely no clue what happened to your keynote. It is gone, and I apologize. I apologize to you for that. I don't know what happened. Normally, I'm very diligent in my maneuvering of the courses and the recordings. And I don't know what happened, Tracy. So I'm so sorry. I want to openly apologize to you for that because I don't know. I'm so sorry. And I feel bad. I really do because it was awesome. It was really good. But we're happy to see you this morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you.
She'll just have to come back and do it
Well, that's what I was about to
She
say.
is.
So I'm scheduled tonight. So I'll replay. Everybody join in.
There you go. So what we'll do is, if you have not heard Tracy's keynote, we will send out the Bureau keynote link for tonight so all of you can come and listen. Tracy is amazing. Miss Adrian is amazing. Miss Sandra is amazing. You know what? Uncle Romy Rome hasn't given us a keynote in a while, but he kill it. Uncle Romy Rome kill it every time. We all remember his teacher, the one.
Don't throw me, don't throw me under the bus, okay?
I'm not gonna do
Yes,
like
you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you
that. He's
are.
awesome.
Because Susan and Mr. Phil been trying to get me back in the saddle again, and I
Oh.
told them that's gonna come. I just don't know when. Because yes, and I enjoy doing the keynote, so yes.
Okay. Well, for everyone who's ever been in the Bureau keynotes, the Bureau of Influential Speakers, I have just about every keynote. Antonio had me go back and pull every keynote. So it is now, I have every last one, unless they were accidentally deleted. We have every single keynote since I think like 2019 is when we started. I even have the very first keynote I did, which no one will ever see as long as I'm breathing. I cried the whole time, Uncle Rummy Rum. I don't want to see it.
Girl, them the best ones. Come on now. That's from the heart.
But back to where we were. Video and course creation for customer loyalty. Who, what else can you create a video for when it comes to your customer loyalty?
I know that I need to create videos for my branding so
Ooh.
that people can find out who Romy Rome is. And I
Hmm.
haven't done that. And if I expect people to buy from me, they need to figure out and know who I am. And one of the ways to do that is through videos. Say, oh, I didn't know that. I was talking to someone today who said they were reading my book, and they says, "Me and you need to talk, because so many of the things that you've done, they're parallel to what I." He gave me his card, so I'm gonna have to call him. And yeah,
okay,
so, yeah, so yes, but that's how he got to know that I wasn't just somebody walking in the store. I had something. So yes, so videos can do that.
Okay, all right, Uncle Romy Rome. Who else? Grace, if you can keep a list of these, you don't have to post them. Well, yeah, if you can post them so everyone can see. So there's a few different ways that you can use video creation and course creation for customer loyalty. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use what we've been teaching about to show you other ways you can do it. So I'm going to share my screen. Here's Carlos. Okay.
I'm sorry. Before you go, I didn't know if you saw Tracy put her hand up.
Oh, no, I didn't. Thank you so much. Okay, Tracy, go ahead.
Quick question on that. I'm going back to what Jerome just said. When you're trying to create brand loyalty and you're doing the video and you're trying to show people like who you are, like what does those videos look like? Are those like, how do you just say like, I'm Tracy D. Armstrong and you just talk about the things that you've done? Or is it like you are talking about like a mini keynote and some type of story about yourself just comes out?
So there's a few different ways it looks. The two things you said, those are two ways. There's also you, if there's a niche that you in or a stance that you're taking on something, you can use videos for that. If you just want to get people to know who you are, you do live videos just to say, you know, hey, I just want to talk to you guys today about this. You know, these things happen on a daily basis, and sometimes we don't have an outlet for it. So what do you use as your outlet to help other? What do you use as your outlet? And maybe someone else who doesn't have an outlet can try that, and it'll help them in building, you know, in releasing whatever energy or whatever emotions they're holding on to or things like that. And you just go on, like your morning videos is creating customer and brand loyalty. So you're actually already doing it. And then your interviews, your podcast also creates customer and brand loyalty.
So, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I did, in reference to Tracy's question, one of the things I plan to do with my videoing is number one is finding my audience. And that, for me, that's probing, you know, coming up with the subjects. Like for me, I'm big into kids, you know, at-risk kids. And there are people out there who are dealing with at-risk kids or troubled kids. And I can throw out questions. I can throw out inquiries. I can give examples and say, hey, can you give me some feedback? Can you in the box below and start from there. And I also plan to do it once I find my audience to again probe and find out things that are important to them, and then come up with topic and subject, maybe a keynote, like you're saying, to get them to know, like, oh, wait a minute, he's a resource. He's somebody I can use. Bingo. So those are the two things I definitely plan to do with my videos to get people to know who I am and hopefully and ultimately to buy from me. But I got to find out who my audience is, and I got to get in front of them. I gotta pique their interest. And once I can just start doing that, then I can say, oh, by the way, I've written a book, or by the way, you know, here's what I do, and blah, 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 blah. And if you feel free to check me out and so forth like that. So that's just to add to what Tracy was asking. And you, and Tracy, you're already doing it because I've seen some of your videos. Hey.
There you go. Does that help answer your question?
Thank you.
Awesome sauce. Awesome sauce. So we have brand loyalty, promoting your course. And now I'm going to go to our beloved Carlos. Can you give me a list of the type of courses and videos that I can do to create brand and customer loyalty? That's not how you spell brand. All right. I should have a question mark. By the way, what you're seeing, the red underlines, that is also artificial intelligence. I'm trying to remember what it's called. Grammarly. Grammarly is artificial intelligence. And as you see, it helps correct wording. It helps correct punctuations, things of that nature. Okay, look, here we go. This is the importance of artificial intelligence. And Tony used to tell us all the time, stop thinking. Stop thinking. Stop thinking. And look at this. So you can do a course as an introduction to your brand. Create a video, of course, that introduces your brand story, mission, and values. Help customers connect with your brand on a deeper level. Product tutorials, expert interviews, customer testimonials, behind the scene tours, problem solving courses, industry trends and insights, interactive Q&A sessions, exclusive offers and discounts, brand values and social impact, customer success stories, and interactive challenges. And I will copy and paste all of these.
I need all of that.
I got you. Look, Romy Rome. Here we go. Copy. We stop sharing. And I pasted it in the wrong spot. Okay, I'm splitting it up. That's not what I was trying to do. But it's there. Hold on. Let me fix that, y'all. That wasn't what I was trying to do. Did it have numbers on it? Am I missing numbers? It did.
They numbers. Did have numbers. They did, yeah.
Oh, it's just being just so mean this morning. That is just disrespectful.
That's all right. I'll put it in the notes and then, yeah.
All right, great. So I'll send you a line app. And then I'll put this, what is it called? Prompt. But let me show you even more. Here we go. Let's share. All right. I am building a, okay. So now let's go. Okay. This is amazing. I'm going to paste this. Nope, that's not what I want to do. I'm going to copy this prompt again. And I'm going to paste it because now what I want to do, I want to get it niche and get it into specific. So I am building a brand and customer loyalty and want to create videos, courses, and content to build this loyalty. My brand is about identifying homeless children from ages 13 to 18 and assisting and eventually housing and providing for these children. I need to expose my brand to as many people as possible so that I can expose my brand to as many children as possible. Can you give me a list of the type of courses and videos that I can do to create brand and customer loyalty? Now I've specified exactly what I want. So now it's going to give me specific things. Look, a documentary series. Oh, I never thought of that. I never thought of a documentary series. Educational courses. Develop educational courses focus on raising awareness about the issue of homelessness among children. Offer insights into the challenges they face and provide practical ways for individuals to get involved and make a difference. Success stories. Expert panel discussions. Volunteer training. I can do videos to train my volunteers. I can do videos for fundraising, community outreach initiatives, legal and advocacy courses, partnerships and collaborations, awareness campaigns, volunteer spotlights, and a mentorship program. I must share this with you guys, but understand this one was personal, so I'm gonna hold on to these two, but I'm gonna still share these with y'all because y'all can use these two for whatever you're doing. Hey, Grace, I'm going to slide on into your lineup. Here we go. Stop sharing. Okay. I'm going to paste these here. Oh, look, it all went in. So video and course creation is more than just, if you go at everything that we've been talking about with the mindset of not money, but people, then it would change your mindset on how you approach it. If you're creating, oh, sorry. Y'all, I forgot to send Grace the prompt. Y'all got it. Y'all, can y'all help me out? Cause y'all know my brain, you know, Antonio be on this. My brain, I forget from one day to the
next. You need to finish your coffee.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Susan. Yes. I'm just about there, though. I'm just about there. I'm like halfway through it. Yeah. I'm about halfway through it.
Send me that first prompt you did, too.
Okay. Gotcha. Let me go ahead back. But as you can see, videos are not just about making videos and courses. Aren't just about videos and courses. As you can see, there are things to it. Like I never would have thought about doing a documentary series or anything like that. And that's video creation. Now, when it comes to video creation and artificial intelligence, you can eliminate some of those things just by doing that. So let's start with someone give me one of the things that ChatGPT told us. Okay, so we have awareness campaigns, collaborations, let's see what else, legal and advocacy courses, community outreach initiatives, and then when we scroll up to the other one, we have interactive Q&A sessions. Let's look at problem solving. Let's look at a problem solving course. You have a customer that's coming to you. You have multiple customers that are coming to you, and they're like, Uncle Jerome, I don't know what to do. I work with these kids. They're all bright children. Yes, and I want to choke each and every one of them out every time I see them, but they're wonderful kids. They have good hearts. They have extreme potential. Just their environmental circumstances have shifted their mindsets, and they're not kids anymore. They are young adults who have seen more of life than I could ever think of in my 40 years, in their 15 years. And I don't really know how to talk to them. But I want to help them. I've lived a more privileged life than the kids that I'm helping. So what can I do? Like, what type of course can I create for both myself and them? So I know what I'm doing when I talk to them, and they know I'm not trying to change them. I'm not trying to tell them what to do. I'm not trying to be an adult to them. I'm just here to help. So guess what we're gonna do? We are going to go to artificial intelligence. So I'm gonna share my entire screen. And we are going to, hold on, y'all see my notes. Okay, here we go. What would it be called? A Roman Rome mentor, assist, counsel. Like what word will we use?
I like mentoring.
Okay. I'm mentor.
I think what came to my mind is advocacy, but mentoring is more common. But you know, to me, your biggest challenge is some of these kids aren't going to have access to social media, electronics, or whatever. So that's a bigger challenge. And then that might be a question of how do you reach the kids if they're on the street or moving from house to house, couch surfing? How do you get to them, or how does the message get to them? That's the biggest challenge. Libraries, maybe, because I know they're free, but how do you get them to the library? So to me, that's the challenge. How do you reach the kids that you really want to reach?
You know what, Miss Adonia? I love you so much.
Chat GPT, talk
Exactly.
to him.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. And the reason why I love Miss Adonia so much is because she asked the question that that I face. If my target audience are homeless children 13 to 18, they don't have no electricity. They don't have no internet. They don't have social media. They don't have cell phones. So how am I going to let them know I'm here to help? Here's a list of restaurants who are a part of this program. So if you are too afraid to speak up, but you need to eat, how am I going to tell them here are the restaurants you can go to and get a free meal? How do I get to
There
them?
you go.
How do I get things? See?
Yeah, it's street walk. You got to get advocates, people that are willing to get out on the streets where they are, pass out cards, pass out. I mean, some of the kids maybe can't read, but some, we as people have to make it easy for them to, one, feel safe, and two, know how to get services or know where to get services. A lot of them don't trust people. They don't trust agencies and government agencies. Haha, I wonder why. But point is, I come from social services and I saw some sad stuff. And they're afraid to come because they don't trust you. I don't trust you. Like you're gonna mess me up like everybody else did. So there's a whole lot of dynamics attached to that. I'm not trying to complicate it. I'm just kind of in thought right now. It's a lot
No.
to it.
You're not complicating anything. You are addressing what some businesses face. Whereas I have the 13 to 18 homeless children, there are some people out there that are your customers who you will never be able to touch because they don't have the access or the afforded luxuries of internet, of cable, of phones, laptops, tablets, computers. They don't have the luxury of electricity. You know, while we think the internet is worldwide, it's not. And even in the United States, not everybody is on the internet. You have some people who just absolutely refuse. You have some people that have no social media presence at all because they choose not to be on social media. They don't even have accounts. So that poses a wonderful, wonderful way for customer loyalty. So now I know I can't do any social media posts. Because that's not going to reach them. Can't do any videos and upload them to YouTube or anything like that, because that's not going to reach them if you don't have access to it. So what other way can I do this? Well, I can definitely create the videos for those who want to volunteer. I can definitely create the videos for those who want to be a part of the campaign and help. But what about the children themselves? So now I have to go where they are. How do I do that? Well, first off, where are they? Some of them are in school. Not all, but some of them are in school. Some of them are in shelters. Not all, but some of them are in shelters. So what do I need to do? That means I need to create a course or a presentation of some sort to go out to them and talk to them one-on-one. So Deanna, what would that look like? Well, let's go ask Carlos what that would look like.
I love where you're going with this, because you can actually go to the shelter and put a presentation on for the shelters. They know, but they also have the kids in front of them too. So you got your audience right there. So you're in partnership with a shelter that are doing their best to take care of the kids and be that advocate. Say we're on the street. Say we're on this corner. Say we're over here. Where do you guys go? Where do you want me to be? So you can use that as a kickoff point to move to figure out where are these, because they're scattered under bridges. Just go outside. Right. Just go outside. Go to the store. Go to the back of the building. Go to the church. Go to somewhere where there's an overhang. That's where they are. That's where they are.
That's where they are. And then, Miss Adonia, Mr. Phil, Stephanie just posted in the chat, partner with telecommunications companies that provide free cell phone services for use for homeless youth. They exist. And if I partner with them, because even though now this kid has a cell phone, it doesn't mean that they have not the programming, but the data to be able to be on social media. That doesn't mean anything.
And it's Wi-Fi access too, because we have a homeless guy that's in our where I work at all the often, and I was trying to figure out like why was that the spot. He was getting Wi-Fi. He was able to find how to get access, and that's not easy either. I mean, if you go into Starbucks and places like that, you probably could. But how many people are going to let them into Starbucks? You look on an odd, they're going to, you know, everybody's going to be rolling their eyes at you, making you look all crazy and odd. And then they're not going to even feel comfortable going in there, because they know they're going to get kicked out or ostracized or whatever people do to discriminate for all their various reasons. I mean, some of them are rowdy. I get that. Some aren't. But it's a dynamic that is so big. It's in just the fact that your heart says it's big, but it's not so big that I can't find something that I could do. So that's the beauty of it. One little thing can make a big difference for somebody.
The smallest thing. Go ahead, Miss Stephanie.
I know that this came out too, in regards to when COVID was going on. We partnered with telecommunications company, like where I live, we partner with them to provide laptops for our youth, so they can have access to that. And another thing, because I worked in the social service sphere, we also connected with the YMCA, where they had a, you know, showers, you know, when people go in and after they work out, they have a shower there. We were able to partner with them and have youth who were homeless to go into the, you know, go into the, be able to use the showers for free at a certain time. So that partnership was created so they'll feel clean and they wouldn't, you know, feel uncomfortable when they would have to go into like a restaurant and use a Wi-Fi. So kind of, you know, thinking about those things as well, you know, like if what homelessness looks like and feel like, you know, you guys all, you brought up those points, you know, like how people will look at them when they do go into a Starbucks, like Adonia just said, you know, they want to feel comfortable. They want to feel like they're a part of this whole society, this whole group they just stepped into, you know?
Okay. Can't explain why I just got emotional. I didn't know how many people worked with, until you start talking, Uncle Rum, you don't know who knows what. I didn't know, Miss Adonia. I wanted to reach out to her for human resources purposes so I can make sure that when I get these people in place, I got my stuff together so I don't have no issues with my kids. Because I want my kids to be safe. I don't want to choke somebody out because they act right with the kids. And so I wanted to make sure I had the right environment, only to find out she's being social services. And Shelly used to
Miss Adonia is crazy about the kids. Tell you that right now. She on top of that thing.
They're my heart, because they're the biggest victims and the most in need, but the most brilliant. If you just covet and hold onto and hug onto a kid, you could, I mean, literally and figuratively save their life. They just need guidance. Even the ones that are the most challenging. I mean, you want to shake them sometimes. You hug them instead, because eventually most will, especially if they get the mental care that they need, can blossom like a flower you would have never thought about. But it takes a lot of work. Oh my God, it takes a lot of work.
Look, just putting this together has just been, I can't put it into words, but it also helps me understand a certain, because even Miss Stephanie, I never knew about, that was one of the things I was going to do for the houses that I was going to put the kids in. Each kid has their own room with their own laptop and their own cell phone, but I never thought about actually about the ones who maybe they need a laptop to take to school to them every day. You know, because one thing I do understand is I have to show them first that I am for them before I just say I'm for you. Like, they need proof. I can't just say, hey, here's a laptop, here's a cell phone, here's a room, here's some food, here's some clothes. I can't do that. Because first off, I can't just walk up to random children. I'm not trying to go to jail, okay? So then that leads us to, okay, before I even touch the kids, I need to talk to the adults. Because I need the adults that I'm working with to understand it's not about you, it's about these kids, and you can't just willy-nilly. Yes, sir.
Going back to what the Adonia was saying, and I think this is very, very critical in that what you're saying about, I just can't walk up to these kids, which means there's got to be a means of trust. There has to be a means of being able to communicate, you with them and them with you. But these kids are out there, and this goes back to Stephanie as well, is that we who care about these kids, and I know you do, and Stephanie does, and Donnie does, and a lot of us on this call, there are agencies out there, or there are individuals out there who are in the community, who may be in a community center, that may be in a church, that may be in a restaurant, you're talking about going to restaurants, who are willing to be, we can partner with, who run into these kids, who see these kids, they're around them and are willing to go the next step. But we have to include them, because you have to remember, you're not in the street. You're not in that quote unquote environment with them. But then we got to find the right people too, because everybody ain't what they say they are. And I heard this on Oprah years ago. People don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. They have to know that you truly care, and you ain't just feeling sorry for them. You ain't just throwing stuff at them, because that makes you go home and sleep at night. And so I go back to what Adonia was trying to say. These kids are so smart and they're mm-hmm. so intelligent. And when I work with those kids in New York, I told them, you're not the future. You're my future. If I fail to invest in you, I condemn myself. 20 years, 30 years from now, you're going to run this country whether I want you to or not. I'm being selfish. This is why I pour into you. This is why I give you me, because guess what? One day I won't be able to do what I'm doing now. I won't have the wealth, and I'm going to need you to look out for me. And they're looking at me like, I say, I'm being selfish. But you know what? They receive that because, and I was being honest with them, they are the future. Mm-hmm. Now, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to just keep letting stuff go on? Because they say you can't depend on the government. You can't depend on the people who are in charge, okay? Sometimes even the school system. So we can make a difference. And I don't care if it's a kid at a time. If it's one kid at a time, it's worth it. I'm telling you that right now. And that's what I enjoyed when I did New York. And that's what I enjoy now. When I'm talking to my niece's children, one is 18 and one is 16, right? And I'll tell you sometimes, when I'm talking to them, I'm laughing on the inside, not because it's funny, because I see me reaching them, and I can, and they're smart and they're intelligent, but they're opinionated, and they will say some of the craziest stuff. Like I say, they just open their mouth and say that. But the point is that, yeah, but reaching out to those resources that are out there and partnering with them and seeing if they can catch the dream and catch the message, they ain't got to do what you do, but you can give them something that'll help these children out there. And then hopefully between that collaboration that we can reach these kids, and then those kids can reach kids, because that's the key.
Because they're going to talk about themselves.
Yeah. But it's got to be about that.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. They don't trust grown-ups. They don't trust people. They have been let down by everybody. Parents, again, they might be drunk, but whatever. They have been let down by so many. They don't trust you. So you have to earn their trust. And you earn it by doing what you say, letting them talk and have their little meltdown, and hug them. Some of them you can't even touch because that's how jacked up they are because of the lifestyles that they've had or the abuses that they've gone through. But they just need attention. As soon as you get a little bit of attention from them or a little bit of trust, you got them. But at the beginning, you're just another grown-up that's going to let me down. That's what they believe, and that's what they expect. You have to give the time to be able to show them I'm not that person. I'm just a little bit different. I'm not going to be the one that let you down. Once you got that, they're yours.
And that leads me to the very first course. Because now, guess what? I have to make sure that the people, the adults who I'm partnering with, who are assisting me, understand how important and fragile this situation is. So I need them to understand this is what you don't do. This is what you do, but tread lightly because you're walking on extremely thin ice. So now guess what? I want to create a course for advocates and partners who will doesn't have an H in it, be assisting me in helping these 13 to 18 year old teenagers, because that's exactly what they are. They're not children. They are young adults. I'm going to slash young adults. Because there are what we consider a child, they're more adult than some adults will ever be. And if my partners and those who advocate with me do not understand this, they're going to approach them as though they're children. No, you're approaching another adult.
Biana?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you researched other states like Florida? You know, we just, you know, in Fort Lauderdale, just the homelessness that we saw all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, knowing people there that worked on this, you know, I think checking out Fort Lauderdale or Florida, because they're the third highest in the country, but they actually do more than a lot of states. It says in the U.S., one in every 30 children are homeless. One in every 30 children are homeless. So I would check. And then there's a thing, homelessness in America, school on wheels. So there's all kinds of things, and you, when you Google it and find out, then there's a National Center on Family Homelessness. So
I'm making notes while you're talking, Ms. Susan.
Yeah. So, you know, I studied that, I witnessed it, and I know Florida really tries. They don't ignore it like some states. So I would check it out.
No, I thank you.
United Way of Broward County. That's Broward County is Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. I thank you because while I've done the research for Texas, because that's where I'm starting, I haven't started branching out and researching other states yet, but you just pointed out something extremely important that I didn't think about, which when it comes to everyone, when you're creating courses, you have to think of if you're expecting to expand these.
If you're an entrepreneur or a business owner aiming to expand or manage your online presence, Dynadot is the perfect partner for you. At Dynadot, registering for a domain is not just easy, it's cost effective. With services like their free domain privacy, free website builder, and free email address with every registration, along with the robust platform for domain investors to buy or sell domains, Dynadot matches the need of growing digital brands. Their tools are designed for everyone and require no technical knowledge whatsoever. Everything is built with accessibility in mind, from the advanced domain search to their intuitive website builder. On their platform, you'll find industry-low domain registration prices with domain extensions specifically for entrepreneurs like you who are ready to make their next big moves. Secure your website's domain name today with Dynadot and let your online journey take off. Visit Dynadot.com/success to get started. That's Dynadot.com/success to get started. That's Dynadot.com/success to get started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Courses have to be, what do they call them? I forgot. There's a certain word that they use, evergreen.
Right.
And you just helped me with that, Miss Susan, because I never thought to research outside of my state yet. But now I know to incorporate that now for even in my state, because there are programs out there in other states that I could pull from right here in Texas. And then by the time I get to that state, I already understand what their processes are. So it won't be as hard for me to get through the red, black, blue, and green tape that they got all over the place to get it started, because I already have. And what this also does is this also helps me connect with other people in different states. So when I'm ready to start in these other states, I already know who I can talk to help guide me through those. So thank you, Miss Susan, because first off, I didn't think about that. And secondly, now I know when I'm creating these courses for my advocates and those who are going to be assisting me to make it evergreen. So that way it fits no matter what time and then no matter what state.
So exactly. Yeah. It's a big issue in our country that needs to be addressed.
Huge.
And then eventually, I'm going to branch out to other countries, starting with mother. Miss Stephanie, go ahead. I see you unmuted.
Yeah, same thing what Miss Susan was saying. I live in Florida as well, and we have an organization that's called Vida Nova, and they have a program here for homeless youth or even youth who were aged out the foster care system. And usually when they age out by 18, they become homeless because no one wants to deal with them any longer. So they have a program here. If you are a homeowner, have a house, you're able to rent your home out to these young adults. And the county, I'm not sure if it's the county or the state, they pay a portion of their rent, but they are responsible as the youth to be in school or to be working or doing something for them to have the housing provided for them. So definitely a gem to look into other states and see what they have going on to kind of build what you're trying to do in your business.
No, that's absolutely awesome, Stephanie. Thank you. Because I didn't know that part either. While there is an aspect of what I'm doing that is for those who are aging out of the system, I didn't think about that particular going about it that way either. So no, y'all, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. Y'all are teaching me on this morning. It was supposed to be the other way around. I was supposed to be assisting y'all, and y'all just breaking it down for me. And I'm sitting here like, let me take notes. Like, y'all supposed to be the ones taking notes, and I didn't opened up my whole little note app and started jotting down notes. But y'all have actually, y'all became my think tank, my what's it called, in Think and Grow Rich. I can't think of it. My brainstorming team.
Mastermind.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Phil. There we go. My mastermind. Yes. So with everything just said, now I know my course has to be very specific because this course is going to be the course for every person who comes in to volunteer. Every person who's going to be an employee, because even though it's a nonprofit, there are still employees. There are employees in the homes, even for the restaurants. Because while everyone was talking, I was sitting here and I was like, wait a minute, these kids also need clothes. So I can go and I can talk to like the Salvation Armies, maybe the mom and pop clothing stores or something like that, and see if each month I can purchase a certain amount of vouchers. And so the kids can come in and get clothes. But then if all boils back down to how do I reach the kids? So I have to get to the adults first, because like Miss Adanya said, these kids are around certain adults on a regular basis. There are adults that they're already talking to that because of what's going on, their hands are tied. But if I can get to the adults, then I can get to the kids. And also,
And you have to have trustworthy adults too, Deanna. So, like you adults, I don't care who works with the kids, you have to be able to trust them. You got to run backgrounds. I'm serious. You got to really, you do, because you just don't know what you don't know. And these kids will smell a rat real quick, really quick. They don't trust. They don't trust, and they don't trust grown people because we are the ones that have disappointed them. So you got to be really careful who you have around them. You can have a clothes closet. That would be just a wonderful thing. Donate. You can come to my house. I can probably start your clothes closet for you. There's just so, there's just so, and you don't have to go buy it. A lot of people are willing to give away stuff. And then they can, then you can give them employment by having a thrift center that they run. It's so many things that I would come to Texas just to help you. That's how it's so many things that you can do. I'm overwhelming you, so I don't mean to do that, but
No, you're
that's
not
a passion.
overwhelming
That's
me.
a
You're making
passion
me
of mine.
happy with joy.
Yeah, there's a lot to it, but it's the trust thing is not to play with. So you can't just have anybody around them. If they volunteer, they need to fill out an application and you need to run background checks. Sorry, but not sorry. They can't be around people they can't trust because that's what they expect. They expect to be let down.
Look, as an adult, I don't like being around people I don't trust. And please understand, once my hands are on a child, that child is not mine. That is my baby. That is my child. We getting school pictures taken. We going to be at every family picnic. We going to be at every family event. We all of that. I'm going to be the loudest one at the graduation with the bullhorn, even though they say wait till the end. I'm going to be right there. Yeah. My child. So the people who are going to be around these children need to have that same mindset. Not my child as in, oh, well, you 18. No, no, no. I will choke you. My child as in, let me make sure you got some food in your stomach. Let me make sure you got some clothes on your back. You are now my responsibility as if I birthed you, as if you share my DNA. So I need these, the people who are going to be working with them, they need to have the same mindset. All of this goes into the courses that you create, because while it may seem like we're talking about my project, no, these kids are my customers. I have to build customer loyalty. And from what Miss Adonia is saying, and from what I'm understanding, I have to start with my first customer, who are my quote unquote employees, my partners, the other adults who are going to be helping me when it comes to these children. Those are my first customers. So now I have to create customer loyalty with them before I can get to the kids. Uncle Romy Rome, if you have a personal assistant that's helping you, that personal assistant is your first customer. Miss Stephanie, your employees are your first customers. Miss Adrian, D Block, those are your first customers. Who was Jesus's first customers?
His disciples.
I'm just asking.
His disciples.
Okay.
But Deanna.
Yes, sir.
And you're right on the money, but going back to what Adonia said, as I'm listening to her talk, I remember when I was in New York, and that's why I went from one book to two books, because of the fact that that second book dealt with me dealing with the adults, me dealing with the rules, me dealing with that, because I found myself too many times by myself. Mm. And so those people who end up with that mindset, we're here for the kids, we're here for the kids. But what I found out was happening was they had one perception of what was good for the kids, and I had a different perception. Mm. And not only did I have a different perception, they were stirring up mess in the background to undermine and say, well, he talked too much. He won't confront these kids. The kids have always been confronted. These kids didn't care about fighting you or cussing you or going toe to toe. So when some of these people dumped them on the floor, they didn't care because that's what they do. But to engage them here, like Adonia was saying, to engage them here and have an exchange, and you have to do that by making sure that they recognize that you're giving them the liberty to express themselves and to say what's on their mind, even though you may disagree with that. You got to listen to that. And I found out that there are too many of those people that I worked with, when those kids disagreed with them, or when them kids told them how they feel, like, you know, you can kiss my behind or you stupid, they got offended, which shut everything down. So what they were trying to do was like, boom. But when those kids would, I would have that change, and they would say something crazy, I say, now, how's that helping you? How's that getting you where you want to go? Because I'm here to help you. But if you don't allow me to, then I can't. But that's what I'm here for. So I let them know, like Don't even say, I let them know I'm not the enemy, but you can treat me like the enemy, but how is that helping you? especially if you know I'm really here to help you. Okay, so what's really going on? What's really bothering you? What you gonna do about it? Because I can't fix it. It's your problem. What you gonna and see? And when I started doing, I said, "It isn't that you plan to fail. You failed." The key was I respected their anonymity. I mean, I expected them as a person, and then I knew that they had to come up with the solution. I couldn't give them a solution. I had to help them find their solution. Because I wasn't going back to New York City with them. It's the same way with these kids. We are advocates. We are mentors. You know, we are coaches. But they're out there on those streets. They're out there like that. And they got to figure it out. But if they know they can trust you, when it gets crazy, they'll come looking for you. And when you were talking earlier, I remember when we moved back from New York to Baltimore, in our block, there was one family in that block that was off the hook. She was a single mom with a boyfriend getting public assistance, and she had about six kids, and four of them was boys, and them boys was terrorizing the neighborhood, busting out car windows, busting out windows in people's houses, all kind of crazy stuff. And Alice asked me, she said, Jerome, I really, because she got to know the mother. She said, I would love for you to talk to those kids. And I said, honey, I can't. She said, well, you did so good with those kids. I says, I can't, honey. Blah, 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 blah. I says, check this out. I says, my job has me traveling locally and all over the U.S. teaching. And I go for 3 to 5 days at a time sometimes. I says, these kids need somebody who's going to be there when it gets stupid. So when it gets stupid and they reach out to me and I can't be there, then guess what? I'm just like those other adults. Like, don't even say that, let them down, and they don't care about employment. They don't care about me got to pay bills. They don't care about my job. They need me because they trust me. And when I can't be there, then guess what? And then I told her, because we don't have any kids. And I says, honey, and when I can't be there for them, when they need me, guess what they're going to do? They're going to retaliate. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be busting out my car windows and busting out the windows in my house or breaking into the house, and you're here by yourself. So what I'd be doing is putting you in danger by trying to help them. Now, when I worked in New York, those kids were in that facility. They were captive audiences. They're not captive audiences here. If I did this, I would be exposing you and my household to possible danger to help those kids. I want to help them, but it wouldn't be wise for me to do that under these circumstances. And let me tell you, I didn't want to do that. But I said to myself, Jerome, boundaries, Jerome, you got to do what's smart. So in the process of us reaching out, you got to look at the big picture and know what your limitations are. Because if you don't, you're putting yourself and maybe the people you care about in danger or taken away from your family. And you don't want to do that either. Okay. So yeah, there are folks out there who we partner with. There are folks out here that we come alongside with who don't have the same mentality. And I love where Adonia is coming from, about knowing that these kids, I'm just like all the other adults who let them down. And I understand that. So I got to build rapport. I got to build a relationship with them. But when they need me, I need to be there for the most part. And guess what? If I'm not, she's right. You're just like everybody else who let me down. You're just like everybody who failed me. And then we back to square one again, if you ever get that back. And sometimes you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So that's critical and very, very important. And I just wanted to mention that, because that's important as well, Deanna.
No, thank you. I made a note of that because you point out something that I hadn't thought about. You know how you think about something and then someone says something and confirm? So now you have to go and think deeper into that. That's what you just did for me, because for each house, there's going to be a house parent. And that house parent is there for the kids only. That house parent don't do nothing else. House parent don't cook. House parent don't clean. House parent don't do none of that. House parent is there for when one of them kids scream out, the house parent is there. And there's going to be two house parents. So it's like they have two parents in the house at all, you know, and they do shifts. Because I know I can't just, they're going to need breaks too. But I didn't think about just how deep I need to go when it comes to looking for that house parent. Because I need someone who's going to be dedicated to the kids, like a parent that birthed them and not just someone who's there for a paycheck. Because when that kid lashes out, I need that house parent to be the first person that that kid sees. And then following that kid, here comes the counselor. Following the counselor, here comes their social worker. Following the like, I need a line of people. You know, and I'm with this company, I'm going to have an in-house in-house counselor and in-house psychiatrist for them. Yeah, because I think Renee said, even as a social worker, when they're in the system, they automatically have to see, you know, a counselor or a psychiatrist once a week. No, I want one in-house. Because what if that once a week isn't enough? What if they need to go see somebody every day? I need
You need your house parents counsel too. You need them counsel too. They need to go through similar, not only training, but coaching and mental health. I'm telling you, they need it just as much. So these kids can really be, they can really exhaust you mentally, and they need you to be strong. So they need some coaching and sit down and relief and massages and all whatever they need so they can continue going, because it's not easy. These kids will fight you to death, and you'll want to shake them. Don't you shake them, hug them. Hug the crap out of them, because once you hug them enough, then they will open up and trust you. But you have to hug them. You have to tell them you're going to be okay, because they are expecting you to disappoint them like everybody else.
Thank you. I just made a note of that. House parent needs counseling too. Thank you, Miss Donia. Thank you, Uncle Romy Rome. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Miss Susan. So now what this does is, now it lets me know. See, this is why you need a mastermind, because before I do anything else, I need to start telling people what the hideaway is. Because I also understand that God will bring to me those people that I need to put in these places, but they don't know I exist yet. So guess what my first video is going to be? So let's go take a look. Let's go talk to Carlos. Let's go talk to Chad.
I think your first video is going to be, I got weeds. You got them all in there then. And then when they learn about the different types of holistic approaches that they can take to making their own lives better, it pulls out a whole different category of thinking. Just for them, they will be open to doing so many different things because no one has given them that brilliancy or opened up that door to say, we understand what you do, but check this out. Just saying. That's Sandra Lucky. Just saying.
Deanna,
I've been from the streets for a long time.
Sandra being funny, but you know what?
I'm being for real.
No. I know you being for real, because she's sitting on something very, very important. When I worked with those kids for 7 years, the three things that if you brought up in a group session with them, they would be off the hook was money, drugs, sex. If you brought up any one of those three, let me tell you, it was like, you had to come down, wait a minute, because they just, but guess what? When they opened up, they let down their guard. And that's where Adonia was talking about. When they let down their guard, then they expose themselves. And if you've got the right tools, guess what you get to do? Point them in the right direction. You ain't got to beat them up about, because some of the things that they said, I went, no, they didn't. Yes, they did. But they let their hair down. They let their guard down and let you see a little bit of what's on the inside. And what I do is I would grab that and then talk about it. Not so much them, talked about it. And let them give me feedback. And the next thing you know, you see that look on their face like, so red. I never thought about that. Hey, that's what I'm here for. Didn't tell them. So thank you, Sandra, for bringing that up. That's right on the money. I just wanted to share that.
Those
are facts. It's where I live. It's where I live and where I have lived. There's so many things. One of the things that God blessed me with, the ability to have, and that is the attention to listen to him and what he say do concerning children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and people, their friends, and the parents of the friends, and the, you know, because it goes on and on. But what has to happen is it has to be, I don't know if this is a word, but a communaristic lifestyle.
It's a word today.
that part. Because
what you said.
Because what happened when God gave me the idea for the homeless people hotel, it blew my mind, because he set it up. But in the fact of me listening to how that would work, I was in amazement, because each person had to be reached, from the adults to the child, and then from the child to the adults, because it's not just one way, it's both ways. And when you reach them like that, each one teaches one. It's automatic. When you give them something that they're willing to eat, that they're willing to talk about, they automatically go teach somebody else by default. So I thought that was awesome. So to hear you talking about what you're going to do is amazing. So one of the definite things that they would latch on to is what you already are and what you already do. Just saying.
I thank you. No, I really do. I really do thank each and every one of you, because there's so much. As you move, Antonio tells us all the time, moving forward solves all problems. Or it'll solve a problem and then present another one. But as long as you're moving forward, which I've learned that one too. I'm going to tell you something. But you know you're moving forward when you keep hitting something. And what this is helping me understand is my idea is awesome. But I only saw the end goal. This in-between stuff, I am not strategic like that. That's for Miss Susan and Antonio. I am not the strategic. I'm doing all that, the step-by-step process. If you give me a step-by-step process, I got you. If I have to create a step-by-step process, you lost. Because I can't do it. I have to do a step-by-step process with this, because it's different phases. There is phase one, feeding them and building their trust, on top of clothing them, helping them get showers, things like that. That's phase one. On top of letting people know who I am and what I do. Then phase two is, I don't know what phase two is yet. I got I actually got the phases. I can't remember, because I was doing my business plan. I had to do that. You know, I got a list of directors. I got mission, vision, and objectives. Like, I got possible financial projections. Like, I got all this stuff. Oh, phase one is the research and planning. Ha! I got my phases. And I got a total of 8 phases. Y'all would be so proud of me. I got a total of 8 phases. 8. And the first stage is the research and the planning. That's the first phase. So then the second phase is establishing the partnerships. So as you see, none of this has to do with me touching kids just yet. The first two phases have nothing with me actually interacting with the children yet. The third phase is when the interaction with the children start, and that's the feeding program. Then the fourth phase is identifying the children in need. Because again, I can't just walk up to these kids and be like, hey, you hungry? I got some food for you. Do you know how creepy that would be? Like, no. We teach our kids don't talk to people like that. And these kids have been through enough to the point where if I approach them in any shape, form, or fashion, that's red flag. They gonna go the other way. The way I just said it sounds creepy. See? So before I even touch the kids, I have to go through three different phases. Because the feeding program is actually not me touching the kids. The feeding program is me partnering with the restaurants. The restaurants are feeding the kids. I have yet to touch M1 kid. So before I do anything, I do need to do my research and my planning, but I also need to tell people who the hell I am and what we're doing. So in order for me to do that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to ChatGPT. One second, y'all. Antonio is sending out messages. All right. So I'm going to go back to ChatGPT, and I'm going to start this thing. We're going to do something completely different now, because now I understand that even in order for me to even communicate with and build partnerships with people, they need to know who I am. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Carlos. I'm going to talk to Carlos like I talk to y'all. I need to tell people who I am and what I'm doing. I need to create a video that expresses this, comma, has evergreen content, and evergreen is something that no matter what, it's still relevant, and give insight into what we are facing and what we are fighting. F-I-G-H-T-F-I. What happened? F-I-G-H-T-I-N-G. Here is a description of the company, comma, the hideaway. Please create. Please analyze and generate a course outline for this company to create a course to educate advocates and partners on what it is we will be doing. Here is my description, and I'm hitting enter. Let's see what ChatGPT gives us. Here we go. Look at that. I got my course description. There's my course outline, Introduction to the Hideaway and Child Homelessness, a comprehensive support for homeless children, ensuring healthy and nutritious meals for homeless children, safe and secure housing, establishing stable lives, raising awareness and encouraging support, sustainable funding and program evaluation, becoming an advocate, and then the conclusion. So now I just did my whole outline for the course that I'm going to have every single person who wants to have anything to do with the hideaway, this is going to be a requirement for them. Why am I making this course a requirement? Because it gives an introduction to the hideaway and child homelessness. Comprehensive support for homeless children, identifying the basic needs of homeless children, food, shelter, medical care, and emotional support, examining the hideaway's approach to meeting these needs, exploring partnerships. So it's telling people what we are, what we're doing, who we are, what we're doing, who our target is, and how we're going to go about doing it. So now I have a course. So now I'm going to take this first line. Well, I already have like the mission and everything. So now since I already have like my mission and objectives and things like that, what I'm going to do is now I'm going to stop sharing here and I'm going to go share in a different way, because from here, okay, so Deanna, you have your outline now. Now what do you do? Well, of course, I fill in the meat of the outline, but now I want to take this outline and I want to make it into, let's say I want to do a webinar. Huh. Huh. Okay. I'm sorry. My brain just did something. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to share my full screen. I'm going to show you guys exactly what I'm going to do. So here is the course outline. But what I'm going to do is, because I'm using artificial intelligence. I've always wanted to see how to put in the meat. Oh, gotcha, Grace. Gotcha. Okay, so first off, I'm gonna do this bullet point for you right here, Grace. Please give me, can y'all see my screen?
Yes.
Thank you, because I can't see y'all. Please give me an in-depth breakdown of this. Include case studies. Facts presented in today's research, and numbers related to the homeless rate for children, and in-depth details on what causes a child to be homeless. Here you go, Grace. So I'm asking them to break this down and I want them to include all of this information. There is AI at its best telling me you got some stuff misspelled and you got some stuff wrong. And bam, there we go. And it is generating.
Okay, so you really just have to know what to tell Carlos to do.
Yeah.
Get the meat.
Exactly.
Okay, what if I didn't know, like, to put all that you said to put in there?
Then you start off asking Carlos to give you, like, the in-depth information. And then from there, okay, so look, I asked Carlos to give me in-depth on this one, right? But look, he said presenting recent research findings on, it just gave me another outline because I still have it within the same thing that I asked for an outline for. So it gave me an outline for that particular bullet point. See, it just gave me an outline for that particular bullet point. So now what I do, so it giving me an outline, what it did was now I have to go through each one and break. Look, And it did it based on all the information I put in before. So now at this point, if you don't know what to put in it, you just ask to give you in-depth information. And then from that information, you start breaking it down. So if I just did this right here, copy, go into a new chat, paste. Now it's break. It's so there's my case study.
Oh, okay.
But you're saying, I don't know. What if I don't know to ask all this information? Well, you do, you know some things. So you put it in and you have ChatGPT give you what you ask for. And then you just go and ask, you ask, what am I missing?
Yeah.
I can add to this. Yes, sir.
In response to Grace's question,
mm-hmm.
is she can also do what you're doing. Is that you take what you have and come to a mastermind or to the morning meeting and say to your folks who care and have knowledge, here's what I have, okay? Here's where I'm at. What do I need to do next? Or this is what I'm thinking about doing. Here's what I'm gonna give to ChatGPT. Do you think I'm on the right? Because ChatGPT is gonna break it down for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that, okay? And it's going to give you stuff that we can't give you. But because of our overall exposure involving with young people and homeless and all the other stuff, we can look at what you have and go, because Edonia is a resource, okay?
Yes.
She is a resource. And she hits some things like bam, bam, bam. And I'm sitting there going, she won the money right there. Same way with Stephanie. So your mastermind can help you gather nuggets and gather points to put in the ChatGPT to get it in more detail and to get you that course. So I just wanted to, in response to what Grace was saying.
No, thank you. Thank you very much. Wrong. Yes. Yes, thank you very much.
One of our biggest problems is we don't know who and what our resources are and where they are. So you just ask, as Jerome says, you don't know who knows what, or somebody might know somebody. We tend to think we have to have all the answers. We don't. Matter of fact, we're the worst person to have all the answers, because it's a guarantee we're going to miss something. So exactly. You just throw it out.
Exactly. Exactly. So now I'm going to share. That's not the one I wanted. That's not the one I wanted. I'm going to find it. There it is right here. So look, this is what it gave me. So I have two case studies. Homeless rate for children, statistics and facts. According to recent research, the number of homeless children has been steadily increasing over the past decade. Then it tells me as of, I have to fill this information in because I have to do, it's telling me you need to do this research. So now what I'm going to do is, now that I have, and I'm just going to stay on this bullet point. So now I'm going to take this whole section. Like, it gives me all this social and emotional well-being, long-term consequences. So let's say I now have my whole outline. This is what I'm going to present to people. How I'm going to start it off is I'm going to take, not module one, but I'm going to take each of these, because I can do this two different ways. I'm going to create an entire course. But then also what I'm going to do is I'm going to use this course outline and I'm going to create a slideshow. I'm going to go to Descript. Nope, I don't want to go to Descript. I'm going to go to InVideo. I'm going to AI text the video. And then what we'll do is we'll pick up from here tomorrow. We'll pick up from here tomorrow, because now I'm going to walk you into the creation of whatever you came up with. Creation of course, the creation of outlines, the creation of the videos. So what we'll do is we'll pick up tomorrow with this and we'll keep moving forward. Now, in the next 24 hours, I would love for all of you to break down something that you're working on. Think of the video that you can create to draw in the customer loyalty, to bring that customer loyalty. And let's work it out tomorrow. After I show y'all this, which it won't take long in the morning, let's work out what you have going on so you can create your videos and get them out there. It's not going to be overnight. It takes time, because once you have the video in, you want to make sure the music's right. You want to make sure the pictures match up. You want to make sure the vocals are right. You want to, you know, so we're going to pick up tomorrow, but I would love for each of you to just pinpoint one thing that you want to create for customer loyalty when it comes to content and video creation. And let's do it tomorrow as a group. Tonight, for Bureau Keynotes, we have Miss Tracy Armstrong doing the second half of her keynote. So I'm looking forward to seeing all of you there. Today's Tuesday, so we won't have anything else except for the Bureau Keynote. So I will see you all tonight at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific for the Bureau Keynote. And then I will see you all tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific for hashtag Building Exclusively with Antonio. I thank each and every one of you. Homework, got it. Yes, ma'am, Miss Stephanie. I thank each and every you for joining us. You can plant better. You can dominate. Thank you all so much. Love you all, and have an amazing day today. See you at 7.
Love you more.
Love you more.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.